Okay, now I want to make clear that I love bookstores. I have so many great memories of bookstores from when I was a kid. I have memories of bookstores from as an adult, bookstores all over the English-speaking world, bookstores in Australia, bookstores in England, bookstores all over the country, and I love them. I'm really sad to see so many of our independent bookstores go out of business, and I think that eventually there's going to be a backlash, and there's now people opening up independent bookstores, and I think that's a great thing. But let me tell you something. I don't think bookstores are really the best place to sell books for self-publishers. Now, the first thing that you're going to run into, suppose you go down to your local indie bookstore and you say, hey, I'm a local author. I've been shopping here for 20 years. And hey, I just came out with a book, and here's my book. And you show them your book. Now, hopefully, your book is going to not have any glaring errors. It's not going to look like a crummy print-on-demand book. It's going to look really nice whether you did a print-on-demand or offset. It's going to be error-free. It's going to look just like a book that should be on their shelves. So they're going to say, hey, that's great. We'd love to sell your book. And just leave us a few copies and maybe come back in a week or two or next month and see if they're any sold, and we'll pay you for them. Now, that's called consignment. You have consigned your books to the bookstore. And what that means is you're leaving them there on the promise that if they sell them, they'll pay you. And it's no different than a consignment shop for like secondhand goods, really. And you know, here's another thing about doing this is that in a lot of bookstores, they're going to take your book because they can't say no to you. You're probably a longtime customer, and as a book lover, maybe you buy a ton of books there anyway. And they're going to put it maybe on a special shelf. And the special shelf might be called local authors. You know, and basically, this is the kiss of death as far as sales is concerned because it's down there somewhere. Nobody walks into the bookstore saying, hey, you got any local authors? No, they walk in saying, hey, do you have any biographies? They point them to the biography section. Maybe you wrote a biography, but it's stuck down there on the local authors we didn't really want to irritate, so we took their books. So they're never going to find it, are they? Now, not only that, you know, you are consigned. It's just a consignment thing. You go back 10 days later, and maybe they sold a book. Maybe they didn't. They pay you. Okay, you go back another month later. Maybe they sold them all and you give them three more. But let me ask you this. How long do you think you're going to be able to keep this up? And how many bookstores are you going to be able to reach? How many bookstores are within a couple of hours of driving of your house? Maybe not that many anymore. So, in a way, consignment can be a really powerful thing if you have events going on locally. If you're trying, and we're going to talk about this in Module 5, if you're trying to ramp up your local publicity or marketing, if you're running an event at the bookstore, it could be really powerful, and then consignment's fine. But as a method of distribution, it doesn't really work. You can make local sales, and that's about it. Maybe you're going to be in four or five stores. Maybe if you live in the New York or San Francisco, you could get into 20 or 30 stores, but well, trust me, you're going to drive yourself nuts trying to collect from these people and visit them all and restock them and figure out what happened to the books that are missing. It's just not really a great long-term solution if your idea is to actually sell a lot of books. So your other possibility is you go and you get a distributor, like we've been talking about. So you're in distribution. Your distributor is the single point of contact for the book trade. In other words, all retailers or wholesalers will have to buy from the distributor. But you know, there's still a lot of problems going on. Your distributor is going to insulate you somewhat. But first of all, you have to understand and price and manufacture your books to account for that whole chain of discounting. And hopefully you have a book that fits well. Then you also have to realize something else. Everything that we've talked about in the last video, in this video, is all about getting books into bookstores. We haven't talked once about what happens once they get there. You know, most bookstores have a limited amount of shelf space. Compare that to the unbelievable number of books that are being published like every week. It's humongous. So let's say they take 10 of your books. That would be a lot. You know, if those books don't sell in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, how long do you think they're going to leave them there? They're going to yank them right out and say, well, there's a new J.K. Rowling coming out. Maybe that'll sell better. And you can't blame them. These people are in business. So the next thing you're going to have to worry about is returns. That's right. If you are self-distributing, like you're distributing on your own and shipping in the bookstores, a truck's going to pull up to your house and they're going to start unloading cartons. And every book that you sold, and maybe they even paid for, maybe they didn't pay for them, they weren't going to want a credit or want you to send their money back for the books they didn't sell. Because bookstores only buy books that are returnable, basically. Now, you might think that turns all bookstores into big consignment stores. I'm not going to argue with you. Then you're going to have problems with shipping, because we don't often think about shipping as a big deal, but books are heavy. Distances are large in the United States, and usually the publisher is the one who's getting stuck all the time for the shipping costs. Every time those books get up and move somewhere, Michigan to Florida, Florida, California, New York, somebody has to pay that shipping, and all too often it's the publisher who pays the shipping. And the last thing, the last problem you're going to have, and this is kind of a make or break problem, is getting paid. Okay, suppose you're distributing yourself and you've got bookstore accounts, and bookstores like to buy books from Ingram Book Company, Baker & Taylor, the big distributors we've been talking about in these lessons. Or maybe they're buying from local wholesalers. Local wholesalers are really great for bookstores because they're nearby, they don't have to pay as much shipping, the books get there faster. Or maybe they're buying from niche subject distributors. They carry all the books on baking you could ever want, so they get all their baking books there. Whatever it is, they like dealing with wholesalers. So suppose you're a bookstore owner and you're sitting there and you've got invoices from Ingram and you got invoices from Baker & Taylor and you got invoices from all your favorite wholesalers. You need to pay those people, don't you? If you don't pay those people, they're not going to send you any products, you're not going to sell anything, you're going to be out of business. Okay, so here's an invoice from some guy named Joel in San Rafael for 3 books. You know what happens to those? They go right to the bottom of the pile. And you could wait a long time. You could have real serious problems just trying to collect the money for the books that were actually sold. I've already talked about problems with distributors, but this whole scenario of difficulties and the very small amount you make in that whole discounting scenario that we just went through in the last video, these are reasons why I think it may not be the best thing for most self-publishers to actually use this and try to sell their books on a large scale in bookstores, whether it's through a distributor or not. Now, some people can do it, but you have to be willing to put in the money and get the expertise of people who know how to do this. And also, remember, everything we've talked about is about getting books into the stores, nothing about getting them back out, driving people in there, maybe driving people near a bookstore in Michigan to go into their bookstore. How are you going to do that if you live in California? Okay, so, marketing plays a big part of it. Promotion plays a big part in it. And this, all of these things, along with the discounting and the problems in the bookstores, are some of the reasons why publishers, self-publishers, got really excited when we started working with print on demand. And that's going to be the subject of our next lesson, and we'll see how that plays out, because that offers you a lot of benefits.